History of the Earth. This sound file contains the spoken version of a Wikipedia article on History of the Earth. The material recorded as current as on June 25th, 2012. This sound recording has been made into four parts. You are listening to the first part, which contains the introduction, contents, section 1, and section 2, geologic timescale, and solar system formation. The second part contains section 3, the Hadean and Archean eons, including the formation of the moon, the first continent, oceans, and atmosphere, and the origin of life. The third part contains section 4, the Proterozoic eon, which deals with the topics of the oxygen revolution, snowball Earth, emergence of eukaryotes, supercontinents in the Proterozoic, and late Proterozoic climate and life. The fourth part is the last part and contains section 5, the Phanerozoic eon, which includes the Paleozoic era, the Mesozoic era, and the Cenozoic era. The first part begins now. History of the Earth. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Introduction. The history of the Earth describes the most important events and fundamental stages in the development of the planet Earth. From its formation 4.578 billion years ago to the present day, nearly all branches of natural science have contributed to the understanding of the main events of the Earth's past. The age of the Earth is approximately one-third of the age of the universe. An immense amount of geological and biological change has occurred in that time span. Earth formed around 4.578 billion years ago by accretion from the solar nebula. Volcanic outgassing likely created the primordial atmosphere, but it contained almost no oxygen and would have been toxic to humans and most modern life. Much of the Earth was molten because of extreme volcanism and frequent collisions with other bodies. One very large collision is thought to have been responsible for tilting the Earth at an angle and forming the Moon. Over time, such cosmic bombardments ceased, allowing our planet to cool and form a solid crust. Water that was brought here by comets and asteroids condensed into clouds, and the oceans took shape. Earth was finally hospitable to life, and the earliest life forms that arose enriched the atmosphere with oxygen. Life on Earth remained small and microscopic for at least a billion years. Then, during the Cambrian period of the Phanerozoic eon, it experienced a rapid diversification into many of its modern forms. Biological and geological change has been constantly occurring on our planet since the time of its formation. Organisms continuously evolve, taking on new forms or going extinct in response to an ever-changing planet. The process of plate tectonics has played a major role in the shaping of Earth's oceans and continents, as well as the life they harbor. The biosphere, in turn, has had a significant effect on the atmosphere and other abiotic conditions on the planet. History of the Earth. Section 1. 4.6 billion years ago. The solar system, including the Earth, formed from a large rotating cloud of interstellar dust and gas called the Solar Nebula, orbiting the Milky Way's galactic center. It was composed of hydrogen and helium, created shortly after the Big Bang 13.7 billion years, and heavier elements ejected by supernovas. About 4.6 billion years ago, the solar nebula began to contract, possibly due to the shock wave of a nearby supernova. Such a shock wave would have also caused the nebula to rotate and gain angular momentum. As the cloud began to accelerate its rotation, gravity and inertia flattened it into a protoplanetary disk oriented perpendicularly to its axis of rotation. Most of the mass concentrated in the middle and began to heat up, but small perturbations due to collisions of the angular momentum of other large debris created the means by which protoplanets, up to several kilometers in length, began to form, orbiting the nebular center. The infall of material, increase in rotational speed, and the crush of gravity created an enormous amount of kinetic energy at the center. Its inability to transfer that energy away through any other process at a rate capable of receiving the buildup resulted in the disk's center heating up. Ultimately, nuclear fusion of hydrogen into helium began, and eventually, after contraction, a T Tauri star ignited to create the Sun. Meanwhile, as gravity caused matter to condense around the previously perturbed objects outside the gravitational grasp of the new Sun, dust particles and the rest of the protoplanetary disk began separating into rings. Successfully larger fragments collided with one another and became larger objects, ultimately becoming protoplanets. These included one collection about 150 million kilometers from the center, Earth. The planet formed about 4.54 billion years ago, within an uncertainty of 1%, and was largely completed within 10 to 20 million years. The solar wind of the newly formed T Tauri star cleared out most of the material in the disk that had not already condensed into larger bodies. Computer simulations have shown that planets with distances equal to the terrestrial planets in our solar system can be created from a protoplanetary disk. The now widely accepted nebular hypothesis suggests that the same process which gave rise to the solar system's planets produces accretion disks around virtually all newly forming stars in the universe, some of which yield planets. Origin of the Earth's core and first atmosphere. The proto-Earth grew by accretion until the inner part of the protoplanet was hot enough to melt the heavy siderophile metals. Such liquid metals, with now higher densities, began to sink to the Earth's center of mass. This so-called iron catastrophe resulted in the separation of the primitive mantle and a metallic core only 10 million years after the Earth began to form, producing the layered structure of Earth and setting up the formation of Earth's magnetic field. During the accretion of material to the protoplanet, a cloud of gaseous silica must have surrounded the Earth to condense afterwards as solid rocks on the surface. What was left surrounding the planet was an early atmosphere of light elements from the solar nebula, mostly hydrogen and helium. But the solar wind and Earth's heat would have driven off this atmosphere. This changed when Earth accreted to about 40% its present radius, and gravitational attraction retained an atmosphere which included water. We now come to the end of the spoken article, History of the Earth, Part 1. The next part contains section 3, the Hadean and Archean eons, including the formation of the moon, the first continent, oceans, and atmosphere, and the origin of life.